What do they say? Never work with animals or children. I'm breaking one of those rules this morning as we welcome back to the program from Shay Guy Small Animal Rescue ahead of National Pet Adoption Day coming up this weekend. Sherry Reid is back on the program. Hello, Sherry.
Hi, Brett. How are you going?
Wonderful to see you. I'm good, thank you. And, well, I don't think you'd be allowed in the studio without a couple of your furry friends.
I don't think so.
Who have you brought in today?
Today I've got Taylor and Sherilyn. Taylor is a little three-week-old, we're assuming, little black fluffy kitten. Sherilyn's a black and white six-week-old terrorist. Both of these little guys were found dumped in a box at Dugdean Reserve.
Really? Dumped in a box?
Yeah, so 2 days ago.
People could give you a call and say, Sherry, I've got a couple of kittens, I can't cope with them, et cetera, et cetera. You don't need an excuse. You'll go and get them.
Absolutely, yeah. And we don't judge. Like, we get a lot of people who come in saying, you know, they'll say, oh, no, but we'll get told off for not having our cats de-sexed.
Mm.
Well, we understand de-sexing is expensive.
Yes.
But there's ways that you can get cheaper de-sexing. We do a lot of assisting with, if they keep their kittens with the mums for the 8 weeks, then we will help get them cheaper de-sexing for the mum.
That's a good
incentive, isn't
it? As long
as they surrender all of the kittens to us, because then we can ensure that the cycle ends at that mum.
Sherry, how's this for a sobering stat? Each year, around 80,000 urban stray cats are euthanised by councils. That's a national number, around 80,000. Does that even stagger you? I mean, you work in this space every day.
Probably not really, yeah. In saying that too, I mean, there's a lot of reasons why councils or rescues have to euthanise.
Mm.
I mean, we wouldn't ever euthanise anything that was healthy, obviously, but there are times where it's kinder for the animal to have them euthanised because of illness or
you're being prickled over that side of the desk.
Because of illness or, you know, not coping in captivity if they've been caught out in the wild. But, yeah, there's lots of reasons why euthanasia is required. But in saying that too, we do our darndest to make sure that we get homes for everybody.
Yeah, in fact, you're going to be doing your darndest this weekend. We'll get to that in just a moment. You mentioned the kittens' names just before.
Yep.
They're significant too, named after the young ladies who brought them to you.
Absolutely.
That's a nice touch, Sherry.
Yeah, we try and get, like, if anybody brings kittens to us that they've found, we do try and get them to name them, because it's really difficult to find names for, you know, 100-odd kittens in a year.
You've got to be super creative, haven't you? What are you seeing in Ballarat, Sherry? Are things getting better when it comes to stray cats and unwanted kittens, or are things getting worse? What are you seeing?
Nah, it's no different. I mean, we do a lot of advertising on Facebook about the dumping of kittens, how there's no need for it, that there's plenty of places that you can put them.
Mm.
And it pretty well, I think it pretty well comes down to the price of de-sexings. But in saying that too, it's a necessary evil.
Mm.
You choose to get a cat, you need to be a responsible pet owner and get them de-sexed. Like, we've been working on a street in Ballarat. I won't mention the name of the street because it's a horrendous street.
Well, it's a bit synonymous with unwanted kittens, isn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely, yep, right. Like someone that feeds them on a regular basis but doesn't take responsibility for them.
Yeah.
So they're stray cats that are breeding every year. And I'm talking, like, one mama cat that we got from that actual area had 7 kittens.
And how often could a mother give birth to a litter?
Well, they can give birth... they could get pregnant again as soon as the babies are weaned.
And how long's the gestation period?
Brenda should be here for those sorts of questions.
That's all right. If you don't know, you don't know.
I'm not sure. I don't take any notice.
But it's reasonably quick, isn't it?
Absolutely.
By human
standards. That's right. Yeah. And the kittens should be with mum until they're at least 8 weeks old.
Mm.
There shouldn't be, I got a free kitten off Facebook because the mum didn't like it anymore.
Yeah.
Or the mum wasn't feeding it anymore. We get a lot of, mum's not feeding it anymore, so they're right to go. Well, mum teaches them a lot of things in those last few weeks.
Yeah, super important time in their development.
Absolutely. I mean, these little horror heads will be biters. I have no doubt about it.
Why is that? Because they haven't got
got mum to yell at them and scream at them when they're biting on the teats.
Right. Okay.
So mum actually, if you had an adult, a mother cat, it's amazing to sit and listen to the different tones and voices and stuff that they use when they're chatting to their kittens and how well-behaved the kittens are when mum talks.
Incredible. Sherry, does your job often break your heart?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. There's always some that hit you hard.
Mm.
the frustration as well as the how could somebody do that.
Yeah.
Is the problem. Like, I mean, a few years ago, I mean, I could tell you some horror stories.
I bet you could.
A few years ago, we did get a little black kitten, black being the main thing at the minute, apparently.
Okay.
We got a little black kitten who had been thrown into a garbage bag out at in the tip. With cable ties around its feet. Still alive. We rehabbed that and got it through, but thankfully the someone went to the tip to dump some rubbish and found it.
Yeah.
And that was in garden waste.
Wow. What about on the flip side? Let's cheer people up after that story.
Absolutely.
It must be equally as rewarding too.
Absolutely. To hand feed a kitten and see it come through is amazing.
Mm.
To see the faces on people when they come and adopt a kitten from us.
Mm.
And we try to do the, like all of our foster carers who we couldn't do this without, kittens are all brought up in homes. So they're used to the noises, they're used to vacuum cleaners, they're used to dogs, they're used to, you know, your regular stuff. We can say, oh, no, that one won't be suited to you because it hasn't been around a child that age.
Mm.
Whereas this one over here, we've had it with a foster carer with a kid that's put it in prams and in, you know, we know the personalities of the cats. We talk to the foster carers a lot about what they think would be suitable because they're the ones that know the kittens.
Do you need more foster carers?
Probably not at this stage.
Oh, really? You're right for them. That's
right.
Good news.
We're limited as to what we can take as well.
Yeah, okay.
Because funding is a problem.
Yeah, they've got to be fed. They've got to be looked after.
Yeah, and that's it. I mean, we only feed premium food to these guys when they first come in because obviously we don't know the history. So they get the Royal Canin, the mother and baby, the heavy, you know, like $160 for a bag that lasts us, depending on how many kittens we've got in, but that might only last us 3 or 4 weeks.
They're garbage guts, aren't they? Hey? They put it away. National Pet Adoption Day coming to Ballarat's this Saturday. You'll be up at Petstock in Latrobe Street. That's when I first met you, Sherry, and we adopted our orange fella about 5 or 6 years ago.
Yep.
And that was a great experience, still is a great experience. How much and what do we get?
Yep. To adopt a kitten from us, it's $180. That's completely vet work. So they've had both their vaccinations, obviously been vet checked very well, microchipped and de-sexed. They come with a kitty care pack, which has little toys and gifts and stuff in it for the kitties. We don't put any in for the new owners, though, but, you know, the kitties are pretty important to us.
They're looked after, yeah.
They also are able to talk to some of the foster carers there on that particular day.
Okay, so we sort of work out some personality traits.
Absolutely.
Who might suit who,
exactly.
sort of thing.
You can come, you can cuddle, you can, you know, you can play with them and all that sort of stuff. We have them in the big run there at Latrobe Street and also in other crates roundabout. We do discounts for two, so if you're interested in two, we can sort that out as well.
Double trouble.
We've had at one particular adoption day, it was just gorgeous. We had some little girls who had come in and they'd been saving their money to get a kitten.
Oh, have they really?
And they paid us $180 in coin.
Did they really? They worked hard
they
for that.
They worked hard
to
for
get
that kitten and they picked their kitten and they were just, and they ended up taking home two actually because they couldn't choose between them. So mum and dad paid for one. So that was a bonus for us too.
How many kittens and cats will you have for adoption on
Saturday?
We'll
have around 25 to 30.
Right. Okay.
And that's not all that we have in care. Like we have
others
in care.
There's more behind them coming through.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like these little guys that I've got here, they're like probably 6 or 7 weeks off.
Yeah, okay.
Having any vet work done, let alone be ready for adoption, so.
Sherry, just before I let you go today, a bit of a problem with my orange guy at home. He often will throw up in the middle of the pantry floor right after he's eaten. Can I give you a call to come and deal with that next time?
Brenda's really good at that sort of
Brenda
stuff.
Brenda I call for that.
Yeah, would you like her number now?
Yeah, so what about when he scratches the couch? Can you deal with that?
Brenda
again. Yep. Okay, yep. Brenda's all over it.
We work really well together. Brenda doesn't drive. I do.
Okay.
So I have to drive her all these things because if she gets injured, I've got to be able to take her to hospital.
You've sorted it out perfectly. Sherry, to you and Brenda, thank you from the Ballarat community for what you do at Shay Guy Small Animal Rescue. It is amazing. And please help these people out, folks. They're working hard to look after the kittens and cats of Ballarat. Don't forget National Pet Adoption Day. This Saturday, 10 till 2, Petstock, Latrobe Street. We'll let you and your furry friends get out of here. Sherry, great to see you again.
Thank you very much, Brett. Start your